tying in nicely with that. And it had been a while since the board had seen that. Andy, I don't think you've ever seen
it. I think you gave me a disc.
Okay.
When I first came on with some of the different ideas. Yeah.
We're not married to this design by any means, but I just wanted to put it back up and maybe reignite the fire to start thinking about the concept of it. We're also considering, I think I mentioned this at the last meeting, constructing it on the west side, utilizing access from the new road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
if he can't fill it, he'll use it as the next greenhouse.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, you probably discussed this last meeting, but I wasn't here. What would be housed there? Would an FBO, or would there be room for an FBO at some point?
There would be room for an FBO. There would be some flexible space in there to accommodate team charters or the occasional gambling charter, things like that.
And automobile rental locations?
Absolutely. In that concept, there was a restaurant on the second floor. FBO, a lot of open space, flexible space that we could accommodate a multiple variety of uses. My offices would be in there.
It'd be nice to have a restaurant that would draw people other than people happening to land and eat, you know.
It's entirely due to the operator of it, not
Well, I agree. Not the location.
Got to have a good chef.
Yeah.
And some external advertising.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
The radar update. Spoke with Craig Chandler, who we sent the original request to. I think it was back in August. And had a good conversation with him. The request was sent up, but it stalled, to be honest with you. Craig advised that there are certain minimum matrix of requirements that every airport needs to meet to have a radar facility or a bright system. He couldn't quote off the top of his head what those matrix requirements are, but he promised that he'd get it back to me. We're working a number of issues right now with the control tower. Trying to get a terminal area forecast for the site. The automated IFR flight plan strip printer, the FIDO, the radar situation, getting the AWOS to transmit over the phone, we're working that issue. And I just learned today that there are a series of FAA-specific administration computers that are sitting in an office in some FAA administrator's office that haven't been released to this control tower yet. That Bert needs for just typical administrative type duties. So we're gonna pursue that and see if we can help him acquire those computers that are duly his.
Those 486 computers.
The 486, with the amber screens.
Yes.
Right. But in my conversation with Mr. Chandler, he wanted to come up. He wanted to tour the facility, meet us, and he offered to make a presentation to this board and talk a little bit about where these things are situated, and we're looking at scheduling that for the January meeting.
Yeah, you can get Gainesville AWOS, even though they got a control tower. You can, you can call in and get Gainesville.
So, that's where we're at with that. Hopefully we'll have Craig up here in January to make that presentation to the board.
All right, what else you got?
I have a city council workshop that staff has requested. We're looking at January 24th. Got two issues that we're going to present in front of the city council at that time. The first one is a development proposal from Ocala Jet Center. And if you recall, Ocala Jet Center was one of the three respondents to our RFP for airport development. It was that very broad-based generic RFP that we issued about a year ago. They were not selected.
What time on the 24th?
11:30? the workshop? 11:30?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'll confirm that time. It's been requested. It hasn't been established yet. So once it's established, I'll let the board know for sure. But Ocala Jet Center wants to present their conceptual designs and their intent to essentially lease 30 acres on the west side with access off the new road. This is a wholly private funded venture. They want to construct a couple hangars and a terminal building to conduct FBO operations. They want to make that pitch to the city council and see, I guess, see what they say. So that was the first issue, and the second issue is the minimum standards requirements. It was the, not this past board meeting, but the one previous, I think it was the one previous, the board voted unanimously not to change the standards. Staff believes the city council should be made aware of our efforts to amend the standards. So we're going to present what we've done the past year as far as changes recommended and maybe a little bit of background history on what minimum standards are, where they've come from, how they've been instituted here, how they're instituted at other airports, and see what direction city council wants to take it. January 24th, if it's approved on that day, it'll probably be at 11 o'clock, but like I said, I'll confirm it. And I would encourage everyone from the board to attend.
Those are held in the chambers?
Yes, it'll be downtown at City Hall.
Okay, what else do you have, sir? Anything, construction?
Yeah, let's talk about the security project. Everyone should have this sheet, and I think there's enough for everyone in the audience as well. This is the gate replacement schedule. We had a delay from the contractor. We had some problems securing the cards and getting it transferred over our old system into the new system. Wayne's been diligently typing away, trying to update each and every card. How many cards total do we have? 700. Each one had to be updated individually. So we've been busy doing that. But what we're looking at doing a crossover to the new system, each gate will typically happen, it'll take one day to do one gate, and that's outlined in this sheet.
We'll see.
It looks like that. The new cards will be distributed next week, both through Landmark and airport operations. Tenants will be able to pick them up through either one of those. The PIN number associated to each individual card is the last four numbers of the phone number that they put down on the original application. And we have the ability to change that if you can't remember your phone number, if your phone number changed. But as you can see, we're looking around December 14th. We're going to start at gate 4, the 15th, gate 3, 3A, and so on. The last two gates to be switched over are 4A and 12. They're the least often used.
Okay.
All right. Project Tulip, I gave you the update on that. We're still calling it Project Tulip, although it's American Fresh Farms. So. Southwest 67th Avenue is paved end to end. We're waiting on just a couple more final punch list items to be completed on that. We've got centerline striping, some final landscaping to do, and then the entrance sign at State Road 40. Those three items, hopefully, we're looking at a ground or a ribbon cutting opening of the road in the next month or so. Yeah. But if y'all want to drive it, let me know. I can get you back there. Yeah.
Well, you're really fast.
What's the speed limit? 45?
Speed limit. What do you want to run on?
No interest on the warehouse we have down here? I was shocked. That's been sitting so long.
Yes, actually. We're negotiating with a company now. They've seen it 3 times. They're extremely interested. Our lawyers have edited the lease agreement. We've sent it to them. I have not received it back yet. We're hoping to get something in front of City Council in the middle of December. I'm not sure that's going to happen yet because okay. I haven't received the information back. But it's a good company. They've been around for a while. Not having the lease back or anything like that, mm-hmm. I guess to say much more. So, we had another deal that's kind of in a gray zone right now. Not sure where it's at. It still may happen. It's not in the public just yet. And hard to speak about that at this time. So, but that one's also relatively exciting. Spoke about it the last meeting, thinking we might need a special meeting, but that didn't happen, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, and that's basically it as far as construction. Fuel and operations, provided those in front of everyone. Operations are doing pretty good, actually. November, we had 4,800. October, 4,600. We're estimating a year end of just over 52,000.
So. And then we have 100,000.
When the times are good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We also sold 1 million gallons of fuel. Now we'll be lucky if we even go over 600,000 for the year.
Okay, revenue report. Do you want anything you want? Is that just a handout?
A handout.
That's just a handout. We're still closing out last year. A couple more items have to get recorded, and then. And then, of course, the handout that you received, that's only 3 months worth of revenues and expenses, maybe even 2 months of revenues, because they haven't all come in yet from the previous month. So, but I can say, in a meeting that we had with the finance director, looking at our fund balance, and just a working meeting, trying to figure out how we can match some of these grants coming up, we were looking at about $700,000 in carryover funds at the airport.
Good.
Yeah. So for a general aviation airport that has a $700,000 revenue fund, carryover is pretty good.
And the airport gets to keep that.
We
doesn't
keep
go
that.
Back into the
doesn't
general
go
fund.
Back in the general fund. No, we keep that.
And you get circulated meeting dates for next year. Everybody have that. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else, Matthew?
That's it.
All right. Are there any persons wishing to appear? No. Anybody? Well, you're a new face. What?
Not that new, but new, yeah. Friend, Paul Piro with R.W. Armstrong.
Pardon me?
I'm Paul Piro with R.W. Armstrong, just here to observe.
Thank you. Anything, Paul?
No. Hanging in there.
Bert?
You gotta wake him up sitting in that chair.
Yeah. Nice chair. Well, just to add to what Matt had to say, the STARS is 30,000 instrument, 30,000 itinerant operation. We meet that criteria.
Yep.
It's just a case of being in the waterfall to obtain the radar and install it. The FIDO is a different animal, but it requires 12,000 instrument operation a year. And that's tough. We don't meet that now. And it may be a reasonable length of time. Now, that's a practice approaches and those don't count at all. People that come and go with the jets and things, and the itinerary is kind of hard to come out. The AWOS, I think we're moving in the right direction with that telephone. In fact, I'm thinking about going to Jacksonville tomorrow to spend some time in their radar room just to see our relationship with them as far as our interaction. And at the same time, I'm going to meet with the manager and try to get a letter sent to Washington that will give us that authority to put that disclaimer on that telephone message. This is not the official, whether it's only for informational purposes. That's a big step, because I think Gainesville Technical Ops people, they believe that we can physically make happen what we want. So now we get the paperwork people to say, this disclaimer and all that, you can do it.
Do you think that
we're close?
Do you think that disclaimer is on the Gainesville?
No, and see, the Gainesville doesn't, I don't think it comes directly off, and I could be wrong, but I don't think Gainesville comes directly off the telephone line. It comes off the AWOS. You actually get the AWOS.
On the telephone.
See, you know, like the ATIS. So it is official. This one that's being broadcast on our telephone, it's updated all the time, and it's not official. The only official one is what we put on that ATIS. That clear? That's a lot of ATIS and AWOS and stuff. Most of the places that you can dial in on the telephone, that is the official weather.
Why can't we have the official weather on the
telephone? I do not know. I don't even want to try to go through that, because that's what's broadcast to the flight service station. And that thing is sent like three times an hour as an official thing. We turn that off. That's how we get the ATIS. So we turn that off, goes to the flight service station. So the only official weather for here is what we give them hourly or whatever meets the special criteria. Does that make any sense?
No, not really, but I'll take your word for it.
Government.
Let me just say this. You know, normally, in a place like Gainesville, that weather is sent to the flight service station. It is automatic. It is the weather. It will actually update itself. The ATIS weather. Here, for us to have that, we turn that transmission to the flight service station off, so that we can have the ATIS frequency. Well, then that becomes the official weather, and we actually take it. We call it in on the telephone, just like a regular telephone call to the flight service station. They log it and then disseminate it, and that is the official weather. But that AWOS, if we leave it on, that telephone line part on, it's still continuously updating and taking the observations, but it's not official, because it could change within 5 minutes, it could change a minute after we made the official observation. And then somebody picked up the telephone, they get a little bit different observation or a little bit different weather. You need something on that that says, yes, this is what it's taking, but it's not the official weather. It hasn't met the criteria to be changed to the official weather. Did that make any sense?
Okay. Yeah.
That's all you get. That's all I know. All
right.
That TAF thing he indicated, I really would like to see us have the terminal air drone forecast here. I think it's a shame that Gainesville has it, Leesburg has it, we sit in the middle of it and can't, and don't have it for the pilots as well as us. But to get it, we need a different little sensor into that AWOS that will distinguish the kind of precipitation that we get. Whether it would be snow, ice, rain, whatever. And weather people say they need that in order to make a forecast. And I don't think that's a big thing, but I haven't got an answer back from the AWOS technicians. And if we get that, then I believe we can get that terminal air drone forecast. Outside of that, everything's going good. Traffic's still a little, you know, slow, but this is our busier time. The weather had helped us a whole lot here lately with the winds and things.
Okay. Great. Any questions, Kurt? Any suggestions on how to get our radar? Anybody we should call? Write? Should we get Cliff Sturr's office involved again, or is it?
You mean help get our radar system?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's some people that, you know, I can't do that. In conversation with Matt, I might give him a name or somebody that might help or anything, but I can't do that. My company doesn't want me doing that. company that hires me.
We're going to get a lot of information in January when Craig comes up here to present to the board.
Okay. Bruce?
Everything's going good.
Tracy?
Is this city council workshop open to the public?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Could you, Heidi, could you send me the sign-in sheet from the original RFP with the contact names for Ocala Gentry, please? Starting business, I'm starting to see a little pickup some days, and it goes back, and so I, you know, I wish I had a crystal ball to get better news.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, though, there was quite a bit of heavy iron on the ramp Monday or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce's hangar's always packed with airplanes now.
Good.
Yeah, we got, I hired another guy in there, another IA.
Yeah.
With 30 years experience, so we've got someone around.
Super. It's good to hear. All right, anybody else want to address the board about any subject? Yes, sir?
You know, just for information for the pilot, someone that's not a pilot, probably not. Ever since we've opened, we've experienced some transmitter receiver problems. At times it's a little worse than others, but it's really been there forever. And we've taken some measures in this, and we tried to get the people that actually were responsible for the equipment involved. Our technician from RVA was down 2 days ago. I really believe we're moving in the right direction for the first time to solving that problem. We've got some of the squelch breakthroughs that's really hurt us and those kind of things. But it looks like Telegenics, which is the main people that's got the switching and the transmitter receive switching, I think they're building a new switching system that they're looking to put in here. And that would be a great thing because this was getting more and more of a problem. And it's a fairly expensive operation too that I think they finally bought into saying they're accountable for. So that's good news.
Good. Thank you for that. Well, Tracy, thank you again for hosting this. Delicious food. Partake as much, I guess, everybody. If there's no further business, we have a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
All right. Terry will probably walk in right now.
Just in time for the food.
Update him. Okay, we're adjourned. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Happy New Year.
Who was he on the way from?
What's that, sir?
Who was he on the way from?
Leesburg? He probably turned around three times.
He had a couple of appointments.
Did you come in?